I pastor Harvest Time Assembly. We've been in Stanton there for probably 25 years, I suppose, and I've been there about 23 of those years as associate pastor until October 30th of 2011, I took on as pastor. And so during that time, we had a great falling away. So, and we've been rebuilding back. And our I guess, main focus is a college-level Bible school. And we have class tonight, or more of them would be here. But we have class on Monday night, and we are going to have a class on Wednesday night. We are having a class on Wednesday night instead of the normal service, and Thursday night. And so we're a Pentecostal church, and that's what we teach. However, you know, we don't, if you would say, shove that down anybody's throat. If any organization, anybody wants to come in and be part of us, we'd happy to have you. And that's what we're doing right now. Like I said, we're just trying to rebuild the congregation and let everybody know that we're there and we love people. And contrary to what has been said about Harvest Time in the past, you know, it was said that there was a big mound of dirt there, and it was said it was a nuclear waste site for a long time, and that, you know, if you go to church there, you'd wrinkle up and die. But you can look at me, and I'm not wrinkling up very much. I'm puffed up, you know, so swelling up, not stiff necked and not puffed up. Yeah, swelling up. So we have reached out. You spoke about the drug problems, and we've reached out to people. We attempted to have the drug meetings there. We had a guy that was leading those meetings, and then he got a job off, so we quit that. We're not doing really good, honestly, helping the community other than what we do inside our doors. I'm discouraged with that. Is the reason I'm here tonight, Brother Day, is because I do want our church to reach out to the community and help when we can. Like I said, we don't have a lot of people that go there. We have 50 to 75, I guess, on a Sunday morning, and then Sunday night is about half of that, and Wednesday night is a half to maybe a little bit more of that on our attendance. The Bible school part of it, we run in 12 to 15 people at a night. Really good classes. We're teaching Christian foundations on the Monday night, just, you know, the basic for new Christians, Spirit, the Holy Spirit on Wednesday night, and Thursday night is, I don't really know the title of it. I've been to every class so far, but it's getting to know the Bible, basically. Just learning the Bible, understanding what it is and what it means to us. I think it appears, if you watch the news much, not a lot of people hold a lot of faith in the Bible. And we want to, the Bible tells us to be ready at all times to let people know what you believe and why you believe it. And that's what we want to do. If I can help in any way, I'm here to try. Thank you for the time. I hope I didn't bore you. God bless.
Thank you, Tony. And I think that that's kind of, you know, Tony would like to do more with his church, and I think that a lot of people feel like they're kind of crippled in that same boat, that they want to be able to do more locally, but they don't really have the ability to do that. And that's why a lot of the smaller churches would do well to reach out to one another. There could be a lot more done. There's going to be key people in each church that could be, when connected with other people, could help do things. Like, we're from out on the West Coast. My wife and I, we moved here about 6 years ago. I know one of the things that was very successful out there was a program called Young Life. I don't know if anybody out here has heard of that. Ethan and I were talking about a similar program. It was called Youth Fire. Is that something like that? That had been done a while ago. But the concept is a non-denominational organization that would work with young people within the school system. And there could be ways that we could do a lot of different things. My wife and I, we run a health center. We know a lot about health, whatever. I mean, health food, cooking, whatever. And we would be more than happy to utilize our skills with people that have interest in that kind of stuff. But we just want to make sure that, like, we're putting our time and effort into the things that really mean something to the local community. We don't want to just waste a bunch of effort. Suzanne and I, Rose had mentioned that there's a place that used to be called Hallelujah Acres at the head of Pex Creek. Well, we took that over in 2009, and we've run that as a private, you know, entity ever since. And it's a Christian ministry. We'll have anywhere from 6 to 8 people that stay with us for 2-3 weeks at a time. We've been on 2-week schedules recently, but these people will come from all over the world. Literally, we've got a board inside of our house. We've had about 400 plus people in the last 6 years that have come from as far away as New Zealand and Australia. We've had European folks come through, and we've had people from, I think, just about every state except for maybe like Wyoming or something. So we've had a lot, been able to meet a lot of people. But the one thing that does is these people live with us, and it consumes our time. So for about 2 week blocks at a time, we are basically not stuck. I don't feel like people like are. I mean, that's what we're there for. We want to help people, but we can't really be as active locally as maybe we would be otherwise if, like, we had like an 8-to-5 or something like that. And so that has created a little bit of maybe a stigma, or I don't know exactly what people think locally about what we're doing up there. All I know is that, like, sometimes I hear people say that we're those people at that place, and that's about all I've ever heard, you know. So I don't know if that's good or bad. I think that that's probably pretty neutral. It's about normal. I do know this, that I am considered an outsider, you know, coming in from Washington State, and there's already some barriers that are kind of set up locally on that level. But we want to do whatever we can to kind of knock those barriers down. We don't really have any desire other than to see, like, this community. I mean, the drug issues and the housing economic issues, all those things I know go across the board, and we all can pray together for that kind of a, you know, like, the Holy Spirit is over this community. There's not one person here that's outside of the reach of the grace of God. And I don't mean to build something up. I think everybody, like, I'd like to see Tony's church at capacity and yours at capacity too, Patty. I think that there's a way, if we honestly are seeking the betterment of the people in our community, that they're going to see that and they're going to want to be a part of that. And we honestly do need some of those people to come into our churches so that we can do more of that outreach. So it's going to be some level of networking and some level of, like, we got to build some trust with one another and begin to get to know one another. So these are the main things that I'd like to get across. I'll tell you that I do hope a few more people yet show up, but I have some what are those? Sign-up boards out here. And anybody that would like to be a part of, like, future get-togethers, it'd be great to do something like this even once a month. But for the meantime, like, if we even did something like this quarterly where we could come together and just allow this to kind of grow, it would be really, really good, I think. And it would allow the time for conversation, for us to get to know one another. And I think that, like, the Ministerial Association has tried to do some, like, dinners and that kind of stuff in the local community and bringing people together. I don't know. I haven't been able to participate in any of those. But those are really good endeavors. I'd like to see things like those promoted and encouraged and you know, get to know people on a whole nother level here locally.
So, they had a praise and
Yeah.
Last night.
Okay.
A bunch of the churches came together and here in the Staten Park, and they've been doing that. Last night was the last one for the winter, but then they'll pick it back up again this spring.
Okay. But even stuff like that, we could probably build on that. I know that has gained momentum to some extent. I don't know what the attendance has been. But Patty, do you want to say something about your ministry outreach?
No, we're just a small church, but we're just one church.
Okay.
Well, praise the Lord. You know, we have a small church out there. It's a New Beginnings Church of God. And me and Patty both, we try to pastor it, and we don't have a very big flock, but it's a loving flock, you know. And, you know, the Lord, he's going to come back after a church. He said it's made itself ready. And, you know, the love has got to be in the church. If it ain't in the house of God, you ain't going to win no lost souls, because they're looking for something. And I know what that something is, because I looked a long time. And the Lord is that something. But like I said, it's a small church, and you know, but the Lord started with very few people. And you know, and his church is still going on, and he's coming back after it one of these days. And we need to do all we can. You know, he came to seek and to save that which is lost, and he left it in our hands. And people, what are we doing with it? You know, sometimes it cuts to the quick. It don't matter if you're a preacher or a pastor or what you are, an evangelist. Don't make no difference. If we're not doing everything that we can do for the Lord, then it ought to cut pretty deep. But we need to come together. You know, we don't need to worry about the name over the door. I don't think the Lord's coming back after a name over the door. He's coming back, he said, after a church that's made itself ready. That's this church. That's this church. He ain't coming back after a building. He's going to have buildings up there that man's hand ain't built, glory to God. And he's coming back after these churches, this temple. And we've got to be ready in that aspect. And if we can't worship God and pray together down here, we're not going to go up there together. So, yes, we need to pull together for the glory of God, number one, but also for this community. This is where God has us working at. He has us to do something, and it's not just in the church house. You know, everybody can shout the victory Sunday or during a church service, but what are you doing when you're out here in the street? There's a lot of church people won't even speak to each other out in the street, but they'll shout the glory in the house of God. I'm talking about Christians. I ain't talking about lost people. We've got to come together and seek God together, church. It ain't about who's got the biggest building or the prettiest building or dresses the nicest. I think everybody ought to be decent. The Bible that I read says, come as you are, and he'll make the increase. You know, I don't know what God needs. He knows what he needs. He'll mold me into what he wants me to be.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, so just so that we can get into this, I would like to just pray together. Some of the folks that aren't of a Pentecostal background might not be acquainted with everyone praying at the same time, so we'll give some you're fine. We'll give some opportunity for a few people to pray here, but I feel the same way, Robert. This is the church. God's coming back for a people. He's not coming back for a building, and I think this is something that we really should recognize with our community. Again, there's nobody there are people smoking pain pills right now and doing all sorts of crazy stuff. Those people are in the same need, same need that I am. Their problems might not be my problems, but I have problems too. And God loves them and sent his son for them, just like anybody else that's out there. So if we pray collectively, God will do something. I really do believe it. And I know that we might be few here tonight, but I do believe that if we continue to seek together, this will grow, the momentum will get bigger, and God will, he'll show people what the heart and intent actually is. If our heart and our will and intent is really to bless people and see them encouraged and have a deeper, greater walk with the Lord, that will catch fire. That will. Everybody has the same needs. It's just they, for some reason, somebody not coming to a church here or there, somebody might hurt their feelings. The solution to that is the same grace as I would receive for some other issue. But I know that if we would seek collectively, God would come in a marked manner and revive this community. I've had several people that we've had a lot of people stay with us over the last several years. But it's been amazing how many people have had like dreams of a tremendous revival coming out of Eastern Kentucky. I think something big is going to happen.
Amen.
I do too. Okay, well, so these are the general needs, folks. You guys already know. I see just like you do everything that's going on, but like there are people that are sick in this community, and there are people that are lonely in this community, and there are people that are hurt, and everyone needs to know that God loves them, God's there for them, and if we could be their cheerleader too, just to represent that grace to them in some way, shape, or form, we'll win their hearts. And that's what it's really about. Yeah.
And people needed God.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to tell you, people need God today. But they needed something from God.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the problem is they're seeking a government or the state.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah.
For their needs instead of seeking God.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
They're using the government for God. They're using the state for God. It's the truth. There's a lot of messages I preach are hard on. But it's the truth.
Amen.
And we need to seek God in the good times.
And in the bad.
In the bad times.
Yeah. One other thing I'd share too, my wife and I come from Washington State, and there's a lot of natural beauty in that state, but you guys have like some of the most tremendous beauty here in just the local area. I don't think people really understand here locally what they sit on. But for this area to have such a job crisis and just for all the issues to exist here like they do, it's really not, it should not exist like this. You guys could you could make this town over, and it could be like one of the greatest tourist traps you got, and that would bring in tremendous local economy. But I don't understand. Like, I'm not on the decision making board on all that kind of stuff, so I don't know where that kind of stuff short circuits. But I do believe there's a lot of natural beauty here, and it could definitely be transformed into something phenomenal if people just kind of woke up. So that's one other thing that I would like to pray for collectively is just people to see what it is that they're surrounded by here. This is a lot of natural beauty. And so let's pray for our churches. Let's pray for like the sick and those that are maybe hurt or lonely. Let's pray for the community to kind of see the beauty they're surrounded in, and maybe you have some brainstorming ideas. Maybe something can come out of that. I don't know, but let's try to do that kind of stuff. And again, I do have this sign up board over here, so please don't leave without leaving some sort of connection, some way to keep back in touch, and I'll let you know next time we do something as well. Could we have maybe a couple of people pray? Would that be all right? Linford, would you mind praying with us? And Jonathan, would you like to pray? This is my friend Jonathan to everybody. come on up, come on up. And then we're a smaller group. Would you all mind? Can we all just hold hands together and let's make a big circle here? How about that? Okay, and even afterwards, like if somebody has, like I just don't want to keep you all here too late. I want to pray for these things, and I want to allow people to say anything that's on their heart. But after we've had our prayer time, and people like all the DVDs and stuff, if you'd like any, they're free. You don't have. I didn't bring you here just to give you that stuff. But if you want to take anything, you're welcome to do that. But if anybody has some personal health issues or anything, we'd be happy to pray with you afterward too. Okay, so. Let's come around. Can we hold hands? Is that all right? All right. So I guess we can't hold hands, but I'll pass the mic. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this beautiful area that you've placed us all, Father. I know that there might be other places that people might desire to live, but Father, you have planted us all here for a purpose. I pray that you'd help us, you'd water us, and help us to blossom right here where we have been planted. Father, help us to encourage the people of this county. Help us to know the right words, the right acts of kindness, or whatever it might be, Father, that we might draw people out of lives of drug addiction or even prostitution, all the craziness that exists in this local community, Father. We just pray for these people that are held in bondage to these things. Father, we pray for a greater outpouring of your spirit in this community. We pray that, Father, we don't have to be the place where revival starts, but please don't pass us by, Father. I pray that the barriers that might be separating us, that you would begin to, Father, just show us what your heart and will is in this community, and that we would all see that, and that we would all walk toward that. Those that are sick and hurting in this community, Father, I just want to lift those up before you. I know several people that have cancer here locally, Father, and I know a lot of other health issues. I know that the pain pills didn't just come here by accident. There's a lot of stuff that's going on besides. So we pray for the health of these people. We pray for just victory for addictions. And Father, we pray that you might just wake up this community, that we would see what it is you would have us to do. Be with us now. Bless this meeting in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our dear Father in heaven, we come before you and we thank you so much for your love for us. We thank you for the love of everyone in here, and not just here, but this whole community, Lord. You love us so much that you sent your own Son to die for us. And we just ask that your love would so fill each one of us here that it would overflow to everyone around us, that they would be able to see that we've been with you. You said in your word that by this shall all men know that you're my disciples because of the love you have for one another. And so I just pray that you would allow us to see your love even more and deeper than we've ever seen it, and so that it would transform our hearts and lives to affect everyone around us. And we ask for those who are hurting in this community. We pray for their salvation, number one, first and foremost. And whatever avenue you can use to lead them to that place, I just pray that you would do it, Lord. If it's healing of their lives, of their spirit, whatever they're lacking, Lord, I just pray that you would bring the healing that they need. And I pray that you would use us mightily, especially those here who have come out and dedicated themselves to seek you tonight for the benefit of the community here. You even said in your word that you look for those who will stand in the gap. And you also called us the salt of the earth. We're the salt of the earth because Jesus Christ is in our hearts. And we just pray that would be so clearly manifested that everyone would know and be able to see and glorify you. Not that we would have any glory, but that you would be glorified and lifted up. And we just commit this into your hands, and we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just bless you and we exalt you because of your goodness. And we don't just stand here in unity holding hands. We stand here in unity submitted to your Holy Spirit. We present ourselves as open vessels that you would fill us, overflow us with your perfect love, that it will cast out fear in our relationships, that it will cast out fear between us and you, that we may move closer to you as we fully, more fully understand who you are and who you made us to be in your image. And not just some physical image, but an emotional and spiritual image, that we may reflect your perfect love to the world and to each other. Father, I thank you right now that your healing anointing is present in our midst. And I thank you that as we connect by hand and by touch, that you would flow in our bodies and in our emotions, that we would be healed as we need healing. And Father, we also set aside our misunderstandings about you that has been in the way, has been an obstacle to our healing. We've gone to you for the wrong reasons many times. We've gone to you for human reasons, and now we submit our lives as being filled with your Spirit, that we may understand your reasons and your timing, and that we may receive what you are indeed giving us. We receive your goodness. We receive your healing. We receive your wisdom. We receive your ingenious ideas that we may prosper and be able to help others prosper, whatever that looks like. We lay down our preconceived notions. We don't compare ourselves to others and say, oh, well, that's what prosper looks like, or this is what prosper looks like. No, we go to you for your ideas, and we share what we have as you prompt us, that we may fulfill your will, that we may reflect your perfect love, that it may cast out fear.
All right, everybody. Thank you. If you'd like to if anybody would like individual prayer, please, I don't know if raising your hand be appropriate, but don't leave this room without telling us, okay? So I know Jonathan would be happy to pray for you. I'd be happy to pray for you. I'm sure that if anybody would like prayer, just let us know. We'll pray for you, okay? And then please stay in contact. Take any of the materials you like. And thank you all very much for coming out, okay? All right. Thank you.